watching Coaching After Dark with Auntie Isha, CA, Reese, and Coach Kim. We're the morning show for night shifters. Hey, hey, night shifters.
Well, hey, 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 night shifters. It is Auntie Isha, and I seem to be here all by myself right now. Reese is out this week. CA will be joining us soon, but I definitely want to go ahead and get started. Because I don't want to shortchange y'all, of course. So I've never done the show by myself completely. So let's hope that that doesn't happen tonight because we have some really good topics to talk about. And Kim is going to be out. I do know that because she's still with her sorority stuff. So shout out to Kim. We miss you. We're going to miss you and Reese this week. So before CA comes, I'm going to take over Auntie Isha style all the way together. If you don't know anything else about Auntie Isha, you know I love all of the mystical, spiritual things that are going on in our world. So I want to talk a little bit about the full moon that's coming up tomorrow. The full moon tomorrow will be all about that Gemini spirit, So be prepared for transformation. Like, that's what this whole year has been about. And this Gemini moon is still in that same vein. It's all about looking within, learning things that are not serving you anymore. And most importantly, it's all about learning who you are and becoming the fullness of yourself. It's about learning to go into the shadows. And when I say the shadows, I'm talking about those things that maybe you've pushed down out of shame and guilt. You know, when you were little, somebody told you you're not supposed to do that. But inside, you've always wanted to do that. So that's what this moon is all about. So get ready for transformation and get ready for a new start, a new paradigm shift. It is so exciting. And I cannot wait to go out and bask in all of its glory. And CA is here.
What's happening?
I started without you, and I was telling the viewers, please don't let me be here alone tonight.
No, I got you. I kept looking at the clock, you know, trying to get these baths knocked out. I said, we can do this right now, or we can do it later. Let's go ahead and knock it out now.
That's right. Woo. That's right, Daddy CA. Get the churn together.
Oh my God. Cause they, how are you, man, doing? I'm good, man. Just, I wish it weren't raining because I'm like, y'all can go outside and play. That's what you need to do.
Yeah.
Hey.
Run it off.
They working my nerves. Yeah. They working my nerves today. Got me hanging drinking early. Raining.
It's been raining all day.
All day.
Nasty. Yes. So I was telling the viewers, it's you and I tonight, and Kim is with her sorority sisters.
G5G, that's what I'm with. Yeah.
Can you tell I never joined a sorority? I don't even know what to do. I'm like, I'm trying to remember from a different world.
Not a different world. Okay, heal me.
You know, I used to go down in the cafeteria on Different World.
Yeah. Heal me. I'm like, that's a real song. No.
No. So CA, what's the word? Let's make Kim proud. And we're gonna make sure we hit all of our segments?
Yeah, hit all the wickets.
What's our CA word for today?
It ain't nothing special, but it's beseech.
Beseeched. Okay.
You know how you hear them old people talking, you know, they be reading the Bible or whatever. Like, I beseech of you, my Lord or King or whatever it may be. I beg of you. You know what I'm saying? That's how I was talking to the kids. I beseech you. I beg of you to go sit your butt down somewhere before y'all make me snap in here. That's the word.
Okay. So what is the official definition of beseeched?
To plead, beg.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Different.
So, yeah, it's such a nice way of saying it, I guess. It sounds so cultured and well-read when you, I beseech thee.
I beseech you. King Henry beseeched you.
Yes, yes. Queen Isha beseeches thee.
Yeah. Okay, I will definitely try to use that. But you know, Reese not here. She the one good at that.
Oh, yeah. She'll snap it into something real quick. You know, I think the other word is like implore. Like you hear people say implore.
Implore, like, yes. Implore.
Same thing.
See, you sound like you're like a doctor when you talk like that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you got to turn it on, turn it off. You know what I'm saying? You know, when I'm on MLK, be like, look here, man, check this out. But you know, when I'm on Bay Street or Main Street, it's like, I implore you, gentlemen, please step inside the establishment so we can have a good evening. Thank you. Yeah, with my bow tie on, you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right. I got you. Okay, well, we're gonna try to make it happen.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to jump right into the weekly reading, if that's okay.
Do you think?
All right. Okay, hey, Night Shifters, it's Auntie Isha, and I'm here to do the weekly reading for November the 26th week. So as I told you guys earlier in the broadcast, tomorrow is the full moon, so it's great that we're doing a reading tonight because now you know exactly what to look forward to and how to use all that moon energy with your reading. All right, so this week, listen. Dun, dun, dun. There are going to be some things that come up this week that is going to knock you out of your socks. Like, I'm just not going to lie to you. It's going to be some stuff that you're going to be like, what? Okay. I cannot believe this is happening because it's going to be such a huge change. But at the moment, it's not going to feel like a good change, but it really is because it's moving you towards the higher purpose that you have for your life right now. But you ain't gonna like this. You're not gonna like this. It's either gonna come through the news of like an email, announcement. And I'm feeling a lot of work energy on this. So like things are gonna flip flop at work. So just prepare yourself for it. I'm preparing myself for it. And just know that you have all the inner strength inside of you to get through this. Control your emotions. It's going to be fine. You know, everything works for the good of us. So try to take a breath, relax, and let it play out.
Okay. Change is difficult at times until you get into a rhythm. Then, you know, it's like breathing air. You know, you
exactly.
Yeah.
Because once you let go of it, it just becomes normal. It's not a change anymore.
Right. So, I mean, if that's for me, whoever that's for, I don't know who, but just...
I don't know who.
And just roll with it. Roll with it.
But I did get a lot of work energy around it, so... Okay. Okay. I don't know. I
mean, the promotion. I mean, I'll take the check. You can... I'll stay with it. Just give me the check.
You know, I got promoted recently at work. Yeah. I moved up to actually a team lead, which in so many words is like a supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been the craziest adjustment of my life.
All right. Because I suck at them Tuesday meetings. I be looking for your name sometimes. Sometimes I log on and I just walk away. Like, I'll be back in 30 minutes.
Yeah, I've noticed that I don't hear you a lot.
Because they don't be talking about nothing that directly for me. I'm like, I could be doing something else. I am wasting. This is an hour of my life I will not get back.
That part. But I'm not new to leadership. I've been in leadership before, but it has been years.
Okay.
It has been years. So just getting acclimated to not, you know, before you come into work, you know what you got to check, right. check. This is what I have to do. This is all my day. But then you have to add in other people what they're doing. And are they doing their checks? And
Yeah. That's the one thing I like when I did retire. I was like, whatever job I end up getting, I don't want to be the boss. I want to be like right in the middle. I just want to worry about me. Don't call me for nothing. Don't call me on the weekend, because I've been doing the supervisor leadership thing for a long time. A lot of phone calls because somebody else didn't do what they was supposed to. Like, I don't do that no more.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. I feel you. I got some more years to go.
Okay.
But it is an adventure.
Right on. Well, congrats anyway.
Thank you. Thank you. So what do we want to do next? Do we want to talk about our hot topic, or do we want to do song?
Let's go ahead.
You want to get into the topic?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to pull up my little article over here just to make sure that I say things correctly.
Okay.
All right. So, one moment, viewers. So, I don't know if you all are aware, but there was a new bill introduced in the Florida Senate. It's called the House Bill 599. And it is expanding on the Don't Say Gay bill that was passed and introduced, I believe, by our governor, DeSantis, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes. So now it is expanding that law to now say that employers do not have to employers don't need to provide training, materials, instructions on how to address people based on the pronouns that they choose for themselves.
Right.
It's going to definitely affect the nonprofit sector. And it also prohibits an employer from being found liable for not accepting someone.
Trying to protect them from them lawsuits.
Right. They're protecting the employers from the lawsuits if they do not agree with the person's chosen pronouns. So I'm going to read one part of this bill that I just, oh my God. Sorry, y'all, just a minute. Okay. Sex means the classification of a person as either female or male based on the organization of the body of such person for a specific reproductive role as indicated by the person's sex chromosome, naturally occurring sex hormone, and internal and external genitalia presented at birth.
I like the pause. That was a dramatic pause.
We are talking about genitalia in a bill. But okay, I'm gonna let you go first here.
This is strictly my opinion for those who are watching.
Yes, yeah.
I feel like it goes back to now you go in the restaurants, wherever, and you see bathrooms that are gender neutral, or you see it's like the half guy, half woman situation. And I'm like, is that really necessary? You know, just like if whatever you are or whatever you identify as, go to the appropriate bathroom. I don't think we needed to get, that didn't sound right. We didn't need to get new bathroom signs to address the issue. Same thing with the bill. You know, why are we even talking about, I guess at the end of the day, why are we even talking about, you know, if they're male, female, if they identify as whatever, if they had a surgery to change to something else, whatever they come in, if they, when they filled out their resume and they checked that box and said female, I don't care if Nancy used to be Dave 5 years ago, it's Nancy now. So just move on accordingly. You know, I beseech those who beg, who employ these people, who pay for their services to come and do a job, grade them on the job they do, not because of their sexuality or gender or whatever. you know, judge them on what they do for the company at the end of the day. I feel like we waste a lot of taxpayers' time and money to even sit here to talk about a bill like this. Is it really necessary? Because now, like I said, I feel like they're just doing this to cover themselves in case somebody want to sue them. But if you just addressed it the right way from jump, you wouldn't have to worry about a lawsuit.
Exactly. And I you know, CA, I completely agree with you, because at the end of the day, we are not going in somebody's pants and checking. Wait a minute. Hold up.
Right.
You said you were a boy.
Right.
Prove it.
Let me see. I want to see. You ain't
I
want to
see.
Yeah. Come on, man.
It's getting very scary that this type of language can even be, like, I feel like there would have been a time in my lifetime where this would have been immediately stopped.
Yeah.
Like, we would have protested this thing. We would be at the senator's doors. We would be all over Tallahassee. I just don't feel like we would have allowed this to happen.
Yeah.
And I think ever since Black Lives Matter and all of the laws that they created around protesting, mm-hmm. I think it has actually changed how we react to things like this.
Right.
You know, right. Because you can get a felony now for protesting.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. Crazy.
Even, you know, at City Hall, one man, they used to let them protest. They do their thing, whatever. Now they make them go across the street, even though it's just 20 feet. But they used to be right up against the sidewalk. But now they put, you know, it's getting farther and farther away. It's like all these guidelines. You know, I have the right to protest, but I got to do it inside this box.
Right.
If I want. And I feel like with this, it's the whole race, creed, color that we was talking about. Well, not me personally, but they were talking about 50s and 60s, you know, and doing marches in Washington just for this type of thing. Granted, they wasn't talking about gender and pronouns then, but it could easily fall in that same thing, because now you're not judging me on my merits and what I can do. You either doing it, you judge me on my color, religion. Now, if I used to be a man or used to be a woman or what I identify, it's just, they just add more things to the list to either disqualify you or tell you like, hey, yeah, we had you in for the job, but we went with such and such. It really wasn't because the other person was a better candidate.
Right.
It's just that I know, you know, that's a dude. He's a man, you know, whatever the case may be, but now it's just something else they can ding you for if they're not open to that. Like, well, my mom and my dad, my family, they didn't raise me like that. So, you know, I'm not doing that. Just like the whole dealing with, let me say it correctly, the whole LGBTQ community. It's just something else to add. Why I'm not going to hire you. You know, like they wouldn't hire gay people back then. That was issue with genders and stuff. So I don't know. I don't know how they let stuff like that get passed. And you know, everybody's entitled to have their opinion about whatever, but for it to be a bill and like a real issue, is that really necessary? You know, I don't plan members or Nazis, but I'm not going to sit here and critique or judge you. I mean, now it may be a conversation, especially if I know, I might like, hey man, I don't know if we need to hire that cat because, you know, he ain't playing. Right. He ain't playing. I said, that might not be the best fit.
Right.
For our organization, you know what
we
I'm
got
saying?
A few black people that work here, so that may not fit in well.
yeah, that might not be a good move, man. I get it. He got a doctorate, but he got a few sheets in the closet too. Let's look at somebody else, you know.
Right.
I mean, I was raised in the South, and my mom and dad believe in Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. They used to say back, you know, I was a kid, but I'm not judging. Hey, if you gay, you gay. If you used to be this and that, whatever, man. Do what makes you
Whatever.
happy. Do what makes you happy. And I'm not gonna knock you for it if it comes down to you and another potential employee. Like, no, I'm not gonna hire her because blah blah blah. You know, I'm not gonna do that. You know, you want the best person for the job.
So here's another piece of it. It says an employee or a contractor may not be required as a condition of employment to refer to another person using that person's preferred personal title or pronouns if such pronoun titles or pronouns do not correspond to that person's sex.
Right. So that's basically like, I know you say you're Samantha, but I'm gonna call you Steve because I know you. Like, really?
Can you believe that? So this is my thing with all of this is, how can you as a person really feel like you have an entire grasp on this entire thing called a human body, a human mind, sexuality, gender, to the point where you feel like you can tell another person what to feel or think? This is so complex that I just could not, any idea that I come up with, CA, I swear I always think I could be wrong.
Yeah, but you know, people are scared of what they don't know or what they don't, they're not used to, what they grew up learning. So, oh, I don't want to, that's new, so I don't want to deal with that, you know. Then they try to put people in a certain category or box and, you know, and print out to deal with it or make them feel like they're less than just because that's their belief.
Yeah. I remember even as a young lady growing up, I went through a tomboy phase. It had nothing to do with sexuality. I promise you. I wasn't saying, oh, I like girls now, that's why I want to dress this way. No. I went through a phase of really, really, really liking boy clothes. I was Tommy Hilfiger down. Let me tell you something. I had every Tommy Hilfiger polo. And if you're from Jacksonville, you know about Iceman. He used to sell the long shorts.
Okay.
Okay. And my Gateway, shout out Gateway. You go get the long shorts and he would stitch your names on the bottom of it. And my Timberlands and my herringbone. You could not tell me.
Has your T-Boss thing going on?
Yes. And it was, it really had a male look. Didn't mean I like, it had nothing to do with sexuality. And then, you know, as I got older, I went into another phase. But who am I to say, just like I went into that phase, who am I to say that someone may stay there?
Yeah.
And just say, you know what? I like this. This is who I am. This is how I feel comfortable. And then for me to come along and say, no.
Right.
You do not feel comfortable.
Right. You know, it's like people that like goth. They like to dress goth, you know. That's their thing. And I've been to many churches where, you know, they'll try to church it out of you. You know,
yeah.
I'm not going to pinpoint any particular religion, but they'll try to church it out of you. The Bible said, and they'll stand on it. They'll stand on it. Hey, you have the altar praying for you every Sunday. We're going to get this demon up out of you. Like, why I got to have a demon?
The demon got
they'll pray it out. They get that lay hands on you.
Man, I went tonight. My daughter and I wanted to go by Ulta. You know, the makeup store.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, before I could even get out the truck, my eyes beamed to, I didn't ask the pronouns, so I'll just say them. My eyes beamed to them. And when I say this beat on the face, this beat was to the God, CA.
To the God.
When I walked in, I was like, you are beautiful.
Said beat to the gods.
It was beat to Zeus. Aphrodite was coming down to see that thing. Do you hear me? No, I'm not taking this from you. You deserve all of this.
All of it. Now some was, hey, I don't know how to say it correctly because I don't want to step up. But the, hey, like you said, hey, be beat down. I was like, hey, y'all need to take some pointers. Take some pointers. Go over there. Go sit down and get your notepad. Yeah.
Yes. So we're hoping that this bill does not pass. It's currently not. It hasn't passed yet. And I'm hoping that we come out in droves, talk to our senators, write our senators, call our senators, and let them know that we do not, this is not the world that we want to live in. We are moving forward. We are being progressive, and we want all our sisters and brothers to be included. Nobody's being excluded anymore. We're not doing that no more. Those days are over.
Right.
All right. So, on to a lighter topic. Are we going to say it together? One, two, three. Who say it best? I put everything.
One day, in that great getting up morning, we gonna get it together.
CA, wait a minute. Is it who sang it the best?
Who sang it? I thought it was a T-H-E in there. I thought it was who sang it the best. Is it who sang it best? Girl.
We gonna get in trouble, CA. Cat dog. Oh, can we love you?
Yeah. G5G.
Okay, see, I'm gonna let you introduce the song.
Proud Mary is the song of the day. In the right corner, we have hailing from Nutbush, Tennessee. Tina Turner. And in the right, but in the left, we have Creedence Clearwater. I don't know where they're from. Yeah, Revival. I'm not sure where they're from, but somewhere down in the swamps.
Yes.
Great song. Both do amazing. Amazing. And to me, I think it just comes down to your particular taste.
Okay.
Although
you're watching Coaching After Dark with Auntie Isha, CA, Reese, and Coach Kim. We're the morning show for night shifters. Hey, night shifters.